13-metre monument of Colonel Marmaduke Nixon in the South Auckland suburb of Otahuhu. Shane Taupo has asked Auckland Council to take the statue down because Colonel Nixon led attacks on Maori in the New Zealand Wars. And Shane Taupo is with me. Hi, Shane, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Mary.
So you want the statue gone. Give us the reason for this.
Well, I want it removed. I want it removed perhaps to a museum or to a school in the learning context, basically because I think where it currently stands is the front to the local iwi, but also it commemorates the life of someone who I thought clearly history shows was a war criminal.
And what other statues do you want removed?
I've got no other crusade, but I want this particular one removed.
Yeah, but there must be more. You would agree? There must be more.
Oh, there may well be, but this one is a particular affront. This man, and under his command, women and children were rounded up in church in Geomutu and burnt to death.
Where does it stop is the question.
I'm not sure where it will stop, but I think we should start with him. He was a war criminal, Larry. We've got to confront this in a historical context, and I think we've got to discuss it more. That's why I'm calling it for to be removed to a museum or to a learning institution, so we can discuss it in its historical context.
Right. Isn't this more about, though, the fact that there are not many Maori monuments, that they're all colonists' monuments?
Well, no, I don't think it's about that at all. I think it's about, in this particular instance, we've got a person whose life is celebrated. You know, he stands along a monument to men who died in World War I, World War II, and other wars, and I think he deserves to share their space and their place.
Yeah, look, it might be nasty, but it's history, isn't it? And it's a reminder of not to actually repeat that history. You can't erase history.
I'm not asking it to be erased, far from it. I'm asking that we remove it and we put it into its historical context and we discuss it in some form of a learning institution or museum, that we don't let it stand where it is, celebrating his life.
But who's celebrating? Is anybody clapping and cheering? Nobody's celebrating this, surely. It might not be nice. History might not be nice, but it's history and it is what it is.
Well, I've been out to it. I've read the monument. It's a huge monument out of context in terms of what surrounds it, and the monument itself does commemorate and celebrate his life.
How long has this been bugging you?
Well, I've been aware of it for a little while. I'm a bit of a historian buff, and I actually took my kids for a walk around Otahu, and I read about it, and I went back and I studied it, and I thought, well, look, this isn't good enough, and we ought to discuss it, and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Okay, but as I said, land war's part of history. We've got Maori monuments in Tauranga, Gate Pa and Pies Pa. I think we've got Te Rapraha down in Otaki, who was called the Napoleon of the Southern Hemisphere and slaughtered landing attackers. I mean, I'm not calling for those monuments to be taken down. Why would I?
Well, that's your call to make, Larry. But in this particular context, this man was a historical thug, and under his instruction and under his command, women and children were burnt to death.
Yeah, so if you want to take that monument away and bury it somewhere, you have to be consistent, and you want all the other monuments taken away, statues taken away.
Well, I'm not calling for that, Larry, but I wouldn't mind participating in the discussion or the debate.
Yeah, but that takes a life on its own. It takes a life of its own, doesn't it, Shane? You look at what's been happening in the United States and Australia. It's just got to the ludicrous here. You know, people pulling down statues.
I disagree. I think that I was a child, or if I was a descendant of a slave, I would feel that Lee's statue would be an absolute affront to me, and the flying of the Confederate flag would be an absolute affront for me. I don't think it's ludicrous. I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, I'll give you an analogy, if I can. So I go to Tasmania, all right? My great-great-great-grandmother was slaughtered by the Aborigines. So when I go to Tasmania, do I look at an Aboriginal monument and say, tear it down? No, I don't. It was history, it was part of the Black War, and I say you can't erase history, but you can learn from history.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying that rather than celebrating this chap's life, we ought to understand it, we ought to study it, and we ought to learn more about it, and we ought to change the context.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't think anybody's celebrating it.
Well, his monument is a celebration to his life, Larry.
And I don't think anybody here should feel guilty about it.
I think what we should do, I agree with you, Larry, we should learn from it. But what we ought not to do is we ought not to allow a public display of celebration of the war criminal's life. And Marmaduke Nixon was a war criminal.
Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. That is Shane Tupou.